Good morning. We want to stress this point today. A person is converted to a faith in Christ, not a faith in the church. Now, this lesson is neither intended nor designed to be an attack on the church. Those who are converted to the Christ are the church, but to be the church, we must be converted to the Christ. In responding to Jesus as the Christ, there are at least three basic understandings. One, an understanding of the meaning of Jesus' crucifixion, an understanding of the meaning of Jesus' resurrection, and a desire to redirect life under the guidance of the Christ. For decades, Christians have read the Bible as though it was written to them. We read it as if it were a single book written by a group of authors functioning under the oversight of an editor. We read it as if words appearing in one writing or book are interchangeable with similar words in other writings or books. We read it with too little knowledge of context and a conviction that context is insignificant. We read it as if the intent of its message was to address today's questions, thousands of years after a writing was originally written. These statements neither deny nor attack the Bible's divine inspiration. God worked through His Spirit to guide the understanding of the people who were authors of the letters, messages, and records that composed the Bible. People collected those writings into one volume, and people named that volume the Bible. God's mind is the origin of Bible's message, letters, and records. God's mind revealed the Bible's concept and teachings through the Spirit's work in the author's hearts and minds. Its messages, and the meaning of its messages, are not determined by our desires and concerns. Its meanings must be understood first by understanding the meaning of the message given to those who first received them. The concern is not divine guidance. The concern is an accurate understanding of the teachings revealed through divine guidance. We accept the conclusion that the Bible is God-inspired. The question is not inspiration, the question is meaning. Conversion illustrates the significance of this question. In the first century, this was the essential conversion concern. Is Jesus the Christ? Related to that concern was understanding the meaning of Jesus' crucifixion and the significance of His resurrection. In the first century, converts responded to a life-altering conviction. Jesus was the Christ. The conviction that typical conversion concerns in today's church are identical to conversion concerns in the first century are more the result of assumption than biblical research. It is much simpler to use proof text to defend positions than it is to study concept with open minds and hearts. Because first century words are used does not guarantee that first century emphases are achieved. Because we give tribute to first century conversion methods does not guarantee that we understand first century conversion concepts. Almost 2,000 years have passed since Jesus' death and resurrection. Often words in first century conversion are acknowledged, but conversion issues have changed. Many think our conversion issues are identical to those in the first century. They likely think that because they have an inadequate understanding of first century conversion. Often hearts and minds are challenged to think and examine when people develop a time consciousness. For divine inspiration to give Christians a message 2,000 years ago that could be properly understood only today would mean this. That message was not relevant to the lives or the world of the Christians who received it. Would God send messages to Christians that had no relevance to their actual situation or circumstances? In typical procedures prior to baptism today, it is common to ask a person if he or she believes that Jesus is the Christ. That statement reflects the core of first century conversion. Today, the candidate for baptism responds with a statement that affirms belief in Jesus as the Christ. What does that statement mean? What does the affirmation mean? What is the candidate's understanding of the statement and affirmation? What is the significance of the Christ? Is the word Christ Jesus' last name? Is it merely Jesus' title? Is the concept of the Christ relevant to salvation? What is the relationship between receiving forgiveness and the Christ? To us, what is often a procedural affirmation was to them a declaration of faith. Trusting the truth that Jesus was God's Christ, trusting the power of Jesus' blood to atone for their evil acts, and trusting Jesus' resurrection as the power to raise them from the dead were life-altering convictions. It placed trust in truths the majority rejected. It embraced truth that often placed them in conflict with the realities of daily existence. This faith was no mere mental assent. It was a life-altering conviction. Today, conversion is often synonymous with baptism or immersion. To many, baptism symbolizes conversion. Today, the primary spiritual concern focuses on the act of immersion and the reason for immersion. In no way does this suggest that immersion into Christ for the destruction of sin is insignificant or unimportant. Immersion into Christ is the response of the person who believes Jesus is the Christ. Paul's statement in 1 Corinthians 1:17 easily can be misunderstood. An accurate understanding of this statement must come from understanding Paul's point to the Christians at Corinth. In context, he was concerned about party loyalties that fractured their fellowship. In this statement, "For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel," an obvious fact is relevant to a discussion of conversion. Baptizing and preaching the gospel are not identical. Faith in the gospel produces the response of baptism. Baptism is a response to the gospel, not the gospel itself. The gospel's core is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. In the thinking of too many Christians, baptism is the gospel. According to Paul, when baptism is understood, it is the reenactment of the gospel. Romans 6, 1-11. The meaning and significance of immersion comes to baptism through the gospel. Without the good news of what God did in Jesus' death and resurrection, baptism would have neither purpose nor meaning. An understanding of Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection is critical. Long ago, faith fell in hard times. Faith in Christ does not receive the emphasis today that it received in the New Testament. The primary issue in the first century conversion process was faith in Jesus as the Christ. Faith in the Christ was far more than accepting the accuracy of a historical fact. Faith accepted a life-altering understanding. Today we assume faith exists. In the fear that faith's role in conversion will be overemphasized, faith's importance has been reduced to a ritual question: do you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God? In America, that question can be answered without consequence or, sadly, significance. Today's attitudes towards faith in Christ are shaped more by the fear of faith only than by the New Testament's teaching concerning faith. Because of this, often our emphasis borders on faithless obedience. The reality of this concern is seen in people who have been baptized and obey the essentials, but do not live daily life on a faith in Christ basis. Repentance is virtually a non-existent consideration in today's conversion. Conversion emphasis seems to fall more on questions concerning church membership than on a redirection of life. It should trouble us that many converted people never consider changing their use of life or direction in life. First century Christian teachers found it inconceivable that a Jew could be converted to Christ without conversion impacting the direction of the convert's life. To them, it was inconceivable that a person who worshipped idols could be converted to Christ without conversion impacting the direction of the convert's life. Too little was and is done to build the New Testament concept of repentance. Often our primary concept of repentance is based on either 1, retribution, or 2, sorrow. The essence of repentance is reflected in a redirection of life. Many do not see a desire to redirect life as a basic conversion issue. The reality of this concern is seen in the people who have been baptized and continue living lives very similar to those who do not believe in Jesus Christ. This does not suggest that all first century converts had a clear, accurate understanding of conversion. It states that Christian teachers understood that conversion was the result of faith in Jesus being the Christ and produced a redirection of the convert's life. Conversion understood the significance of Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection. Conversion trusted the significance of Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection. Misunderstanding of conversion occurred from the beginning. However, those misunderstandings were not ignored. Many of the teachings concerning baptism were written to Christians who failed to understand the significance of their faith, commitment, and redirection of life. These challenges to understand their baptism were often linked to a proper understanding of conversion to Christ. In the first century, did situations occur when converts continued their pre-conversion lifestyles? Yes. Consider Ephesians 4:17-32 or Colossians 3:1-17. Was no redirection of life an acceptable result in faith in Christ? No. Did baptism make continued pre-conversion lifestyles okay? No. That was not what they were taught when they learned Christ. That was not the substance of being raised with Christ. In each of these situations, Christians failed to understand the meaning and significance of their conversion. They failed to understand the importance of the new self. Note this, they needed an understanding of Christ's essential role to correct their incomplete or flawed understanding of conversion. When such misunderstanding occurred, the issue was a proper understanding of Christ. Corrections of a conversion misimpressions were not based on the organization of the church, on the need to represent the church properly as an organization or institution, or in establishing a tradition for the future. Corrections of any misimpression were based on understanding who Christ was. The connection between a proper understanding of Christian existence and a proper understanding of the Christ should be stressed. Regarding today's conversions, the important question Christians ask is not about faith or the redirection of life, it is, have they been baptized? When a believer repents and responds to Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection through baptism, God powerfully acts in his or her life. When immersion occurs without faith in Christ and a desire to redirect life, baptism is meaningless. Friends, we urgently need to renew an understanding of the role of Christ in conversion. If you have any questions, please let us know. And until next week, may God bless and keep you.